This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's David Gow and Carla Dawson.
We continue here on the program, taking you until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then to the gold standard with Alex Gold. This is Jake Asman in for The Boss and the Gloss, and we're going to head out to the SB Nation Radio hotline right now and bring on one of the game's great coaches in the history of the National Football League. That's Mike Westhoff, the Saints special teams coach. He's out of retirement. He's back for year two with the New Orleans Saints, and he joins us now. Coach, an honor to get you on the program. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks. Just got back in New Orleans, actually. We were out in San Diego for most of last – or out in L.A., actually, for most of last week. I guess I'm still keep thinking of the Chargers in L.A., we practiced against them and then played them last night.
Now, Coach, for you, you've been in this league a long time. You were away from it for a few years. What made you want to come out of retirement and join Sean Payton and the Saints?
Nothing. To be honest with you, I was out for 5 years, and I enjoyed being out. I enjoyed the media work. I did radio with ESPN for 3 years and television with SNY for four. And then I basically was doing the pre- and post-game show for the Jets. And then they called me last fall, about halfway through the year, and they had kind of an issue. They thought they were a pretty good team, which they certainly are or were, and had something they asked me if I could help with. It was not a consultant. It was to actually take an area over. And I said, okay, I'll try it. It was something I wasn't looking for. I really didn't know anyone in the building, to be honest. I had never met Sean Payton. I never met him. I had certainly respect for what they've done. Everybody knows Drew Brees, but I didn't really know anyone. And I said, okay. And I went down and kind of got it. I got right in the middle of it. And we went from being not very good to pretty doggone good and came close at the end, as you all saw, the one crazy play against Minnesota for maybe having a chance to play in the NFC Championship and a chance at the Super Bowl. They asked me to come back for another year. I had to go through a very extensive surgery last year in February, and I'm still walking with a cane. But I said, okay. And so I came back for one more year.
We're talking with Mike Westhoff, Saints special teams coach. And, Mike, you know, when I first met you, it was at a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. You were still doing, of course, the TV work and the radio work. And, you know, I asked you then, I said, is this it for you? And you said, I think I'm done. So what was it about the Saints that got you out of retirement? And now you're in year two with them.
It was, I think they're a good team, and I thought they were playing pretty well. They had a couple issues that I knew I could help, that I believed I could help, and I did, and it worked. And so that the challenge was there for me. And, you know, it's hard no matter what you do and whatever else you do and enjoy. And I certainly enjoyed and relished and cherished the TV and radio work. It was very challenging. There's nothing like running out of the tunnel. Now, man, I walk out. I kind of limp out, but I get to come out. And there's nothing that equals it. And so I said, okay, why not? Well, why not try it? And the way I looked at it, and I made this very clear, I'd rather regret something that I tried than something that I didn't try. I don't want to continue to do it. I really don't. The game has changed a lot, in particular the area that I coach. And a lot of the changes have been things that would very directly affect me. So it's something that I don't want to necessarily be a part of forever. And the off-season grind is not for me. And so really I only came down here when training camp started, and that's tough enough. And so I'm right in the middle of it now and enjoying it.
We're talking with Mike Westhoff, Saints special teams coach. He, of course, was with the Miami Dolphins. He was with, of course, the New York Jets. And Coach, you know, you mentioned it. I wanted to ask you about it. All the talk has been about the new helmet rule, but the NFL also passed some new rules on special teams. How do you think that's going to affect the game of football as we know it this year?
Well, you know, they came very close to taking the kickoff out of the game. I think that would be a big mistake. I made that very clear. I actually talked about it back in 2012 and went down to the NFL office with a proposal that I drew up. It's pretty much the proposal that they've adopted. They took about 75% of what I proposed, and that's what we're doing now. The whole idea was to lessen the collision part of the kickoff. And so we've moved, you know, they've stationary, kind of evened out the distribution of the kickoff coverage. You have to go from a stationary stance now. They're 1 yard behind the kicker, which means that they're at the 34-yard line when he kicks off from the 35. The coverage team, you have a 10-yard restraining line. In the next 15 yards, you have to align 8 players. And the idea was for blocking to occur within a shorter proximity rather than the big, long 40-yard run and the collision and crash. And to try to lessen that blow and make the play to still have an exciting play, but maybe a little less dangerous and a little less with a little less collision. And I think we're seeing that. There's a lot of changes right now already. I don't think that the league has really experienced what they're going to find out, how it's going to affect onside kicking. I think that'll be very dramatic. We've seen a little bit of it. Actually, we practiced some against the Chargers the other day, practiced a little bit of that. And then but you are seeing some different types of formations and blocking schemes, et cetera. I'm not quite as dramatic of a change. I'm still doing a lot of the things that I was doing, and I feel like we've been pretty successful doing it. So I feel pretty good about it. But there's a lot of transition, and we're going to find a lot out about the game.
We're talking with Saints special teams coach Mike Westhoff here on SB Nation Radio. And, Coach, you know, the talk has been about the new helmet rule. I mean, you're in the NFL. You're seeing it up close and personal. How do you think this rule is going to affect the way we view the game and the way players try and make plays on an NFL field this year?
Okay. So far, through 3 preseason games and several practices with NFL officials, I have not seen it to be overly or critically utilized in any way. I think the officials are making a very, very strong attempt to be realistic about it. You know, they know that the player sometimes will drop his head to defend himself. I have not seen that miscalled. I'm sure we'll see it some, but I have not seen it. I think they're being very fair with it. They're making sure that you're not going in there leading with the helmet in a violent type abrasive way. But at the same time, you know, you've got a running back coming, all of a sudden a guy's coming at him, and he drops his head and shoulders. Is that being aggressive or protective? I think, from what I've seen so far, the officials are doing a pretty good job of handling that. I think they're handling it very well. And I think the players know that it's not prudent to be, you know, to be going in and to lowering that helmet and to using it as a weapon. They made that very clear in their preseason presentations. And I think the players are buying it. I think they're buying into it. I know this. They're trying. This is a tough, violent game. You know that. We all know that. But if we can make it a little bit more safe and not stupid, then I think everybody's headed in the right direction.
Coach Mike Westhoff, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. So, Coach, I mean, you've been coaching in the NFL since the 80s. I mean, you've seen this league gone through so many different transformations. But I'm curious, though, from your perspective, what has been the biggest change in football from when you first started coaching in the league to where you are now in 2018?
Oh, there's a tremendous number. I mean, last night was my 638th game. So, yeah, I've had a few.
Just a few.
There's a lot of changes that have taken place, particularly with the defense. You know, so many things, the illegal jam, the use of the hands, those type things. Also, the play on the quarterback. I mean, what now would be very, very stringently penalized at one time was lauded and applauded as being a great hit, you know, a great play. And so I think that's tremendously different. I think what some of the older quarterbacks experienced compared to today is vastly, vastly different. I mean, wow. And I think they've made – those are good moves. They're solid moves. I mean, some of the hits that those guys used to take were really pretty violent. And we're seeing that trying to level off. We still have – you know, to me, it's the ultimate team sport. I don't want to see it singularized. That's what bothers me a little bit about the kickoff. All of a sudden, you're starting to lessen plays. There's already a dramatic lessening of plays in special teams areas. And that's one of the reasons why I had had enough. I don't want to be involved. There's just too many that you don't have. You know, all the propensity of touchbacks. I mean, yeah, it's okay, but, you know, I could run down and cover it. And I'm 70 years old. What the hell you need me covering it for? You know, I love that part of the game. I like teaching it and coaching it. So taking that out. I don't want to see the game just be about the quarterback. I really don't. I mean, when I was with the Jets, we went to two AFC championship games with Mark Sanchez, and I have no disrespect. I think Mark did a heck of a job for us, but he managed the game. We were very good because we were a complete team, and all aspects contributed. If they didn't contribute, we didn't win. And so I guess I kind of still like that part. I mean, last night I thought, you know, we both teams had been out there practicing against each other, and the game started off and a little bit sluggishly maybe. And we had gone three series on offense where we went three plays and out. And I ran a fake punt, and we got it, and we got a first down. And it kind of ignited our offense. And, you know, it doesn't take much to ignite those guys. They're pretty good now. With Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. And Sean Payton knows how to coach it. They're pretty good. And all of a sudden we came to life. You know, and we scored, and then it kind of escalated from there. And we ended up putting a lot of points on the board. So I like the fact of being able, everybody having to contribute. That's very important to me.
We're spending a few minutes over the phone with Saints special teams coach Mike Westhoff. And coach, I got to ask you about this year's Saints team. You're there. You're coaching the team. You see it every day in practice. You see it at the games. You mentioned Drew Brees. I have to ask you about him. What makes him so special, getting a chance to watch him up close every day?
It's you know, I don't study him like a lot of people do, although I do have the availability to stand every single day. I've never come across a harder working player in the National Football League in my 32 years.
Wow.
From the moment he walks in the building, the things that I see him do, the way he studies, and I don't see every inch of it, believe me, I don't. His approach to practice on the field is just exemplary. Every single thing is done at a pace which you have to admire. I think for him, it's just like run of the mill. It's just the way you do it. For a lot of guys, it would be that just wear them out. He really, really works hard at his craft, exceptionally hard. He takes very good care of himself for, you know, a guy that's pushing 40 years old. He's in incredible physical condition. He's bigger than you think he is. You know, sometimes you see him in pads, it doesn't look like a real, but he tell you what, he's a nice sized guy. And he's put together, and I just admire how he works and how he goes about his business. Plus, you know, and I did this, I guess, in the media. I guess I'm a little more of a media personality thinking this now, but he kind of checks every box that you would hope a superstar would check. That's how I see it. And he does all the things that you'd hope that they would. And trust me, he's got that kind of credibility in the National Football League. His numbers just speak for themselves. He's a very, very special person and a real credit to a lot of things and to this organization and to the way he handles himself.
The Saints open up the season against the Tampa Bay Bucks Sunday, September 9th. And, Coach, before I let you go, do you miss being on Hard Knocks? I think the entire nation got a chance to see you up close with the Jets in 2010. Do you miss being in front of the camera?
You know, the thing I think is a misnomer with Hard Knocks, you know, back when Steve Sable ran the Hard Knocks, he made it very clear to us that if you ever tried to be on the show, you'd never be on. Just be yourself. They do such a good job. You know, they would film this. People don't know this, I don't think. During the week, they would film 500 hours to put together a 50-minute show. And so sometimes, you know, we didn't really know that we were going to be on. It's just me. I just kind of who I am as a person and how I deal with things, and all of a sudden it came across as a little bit, maybe not for primetime TV watching. No, that's just what it is. And I enjoyed the opportunity. Now, when I'm being interviewed, that's a little different, and I think all the time I had on the media, I never got bleeped, so I didn't worry about that. I know when to shut up. But at the same time, you know, this is it's a fun business, and I'm very, very appreciative of the opportunities I've had. I think working in the National Football League is an honor. It's a privilege. It's not a right. It's a real privilege, and I'm happy to be there. So I appreciated Hard Knocks, and I got to know Steve Zabel very, very, very well, and I admired the work that he did very much so.
Saints special teams coach Mike Westhoff, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, an honor to spend a few minutes with you. Thanks again, and good luck to your Saints this season.
No, thanks. Thanks. One more time. I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm very much involved in it, and looking forward to everything that goes on.
That's Coach Mike Westhoff, back with more here on SB Nation Radio right after this.